Gareth Nicholson is with us, CIO and Head of Discretionary Portfolio Management at International Wealth Management. So a couple of things here that are pretty interesting. We had a strong, I guess you'd call it solid jobs report in the U.S., which seemed to indicate the Fed would stay ultra-aggressive, yet equities rallied. And then we had what Ed was just talking about here, about China reassessing, or not reassessing, but reaffirming its COVID, its very serious COVID zero policies. And yet we're seeing a bounce here in Asia. Not sure it'll hold, but it does send a message that investors are looking beyond the kind of daily headline news. What is that message, Gareth?
Well, good morning. Yeah, I agree with you. Very interesting. I mean, Friday's numbers, I think they were a little bit more balanced. Yeah, non-farm payrolls was very strong, but unemployment and some of the other metrics where we look at participation, that was a bit more mixed. So I think for the Fed, it's stay course. They're still going to raise, I think, 50 basis points in December, 50 in Feb, and maybe another one in March of 25. We're getting that terminal rate up. It's going to at least decrease the acceleration, which some markets are, some markets are looking at. Well, that's at least some sort of positive. The equity news, I think, was driven largely by the positive sentiment in China on Friday. I mean, sentiment has been terrible, let's be honest, in China for some time now. And that shift has come from very low base of positioning, very low base of any sort of a positive move there. The unwinding of that, given you said the statements on Sunday this morning, I think the trickiness there is people now believe that, you know, you don't get fire without some sort of smoke, and we're seeing some sort of smoke. Our house call has been the reopening to be fully up by March. There looks like plans are starting to build around that. So, yes, it's not going to likely be now, but it's getting close.
Do you get a feeling, though, that there's kind of a lot of hope going around at the moment? I mean, China's going to open eventually, but the word unswerving commitment to COVID zero is not exactly ambiguous. And we've heard from the Fed this week as well, saying, you know, Thomas Barkin, it's conceivable we could get to 5%, Lawrence Summers 6%. Markets reflecting hope more than reality here?
Absolutely. I mean, the idea of volatility, I mean, liquidity is very low. People are getting a little bit lethargic with regards to this bear market, end of year positioning. I think this is much more technical driven than fundamentals. So when fundamentals start coming through again and we start looking at terminal rates, start looking at it's going to take a while for the reopening trade in China to really come through, then, you know, there's still going to be further pain. We're still sitting pretty defensively for that region, but there's tactical trades going into the end of the year for sure.
I guess, though, with the Fed raising 375 basis points, we're closer to the end than the beginning.
Absolutely. And the acceleration is on to decelerate. So not only are you close to the light at the end of the tunnel, this breakneck speed is also starting to become a little bit more understandable. So, you know, certain markets are going to start looking, okay, we can actually manage in this environment. Other markets, ones that are really sensitive to rates and really sensitive to keeping them low for a long time so they can find innovation in the future, they're going to struggle. But industrials and other old economies, they're pretty solid.
We were having a discussion about the broader macro environment. There's some competing narratives out there. So what do you buy considering the investing landscape right now? Brian mentioned that you can get some good yields right now on treasuries.
Well, I think that's a key thing that investors need to, just take a look at themselves with a bit of humility. The last few years has all been about those home runs. It's about the mega caps, the crypto, the S&P hitting 20%, hanging in there and letting the Fed do the real heavy lifting. Now, we really feel we're in an environment where, if we use the same sports analogy, it's about finding those base hitters. We need solid, plays. So you talked about, treasury bills offering 4%. You can get IG short-dated paper 6, 7%. You can get a number of interesting asset classes, which are offering a very attractive yield if you take your blinders off from what you received, a couple of years ago, and really just focus on building the base of solid income for a pretty tough period still to come. We're still entering into a recession in large economies over the next quarter or more, and building those, I think at the moment, fixed income, particularly that flexibility of liquid assets that are still giving you income that's protecting against inflation. This is where you want to be, and wait for the opportunity to move into potentially the China trade when you have a reopening, move into Japan trade when the currency stabilizes, move into a number of other regions when you have a little bit more clarity. But it's not about sitting and waiting. Now it's about actively managing that income.
So I was tempted into thinking over the past couple of weeks that we wind up in a better place here with higher rates than before, if only because, you know, for a lot of, you know, widows and others for savings, they don't have to get into more riskier investments. They can collect 3-4% or 5% or so with treasury yields. The only thing is that, you know, I'm starting to think that if inflation is this sticky and you have it up there around 6-8%, even the safety of a treasury at 4% means you're losing money. And so I'm wondering whether this would push people into, you know, still ever riskier investments.
You're right. You got to find that balance, right? But I think investment grade, liquid, short paper that's offering you roundabout inflation, that's a pretty good place to start. It's much better than just sitting in cash and doing nothing. Yes, cash is earning something. And, you know, fixed deposits are a lot more attractive than they have been for the last 5 years. But it's still about actively managing the risk, to your point, having some credit risk in there to be able to offset the value. And I mean, we know this year has been phenomenal with regards to both bonds and equity really selling off at historical levels. We think that the fixed income is likely to come back stronger next year, at least for the beginning part, when we start seeing a bit of a shift in the acceleration and the you know, where the terminal is, you know, we're close to the end. So for those investors that are looking for stable income, you know, bonds is something that starts looking attractive again after a terrible year. You know, entry level is getting interesting. It's selecting the sectors and then the duration, which matches an environment of slower growth, recession.
That was Gareth Nicholson we were talking to. He's the CIO and head of discretionary portfolio management at International Wealth Management.